One of the first things you notice walking into the gallery at Brown University's Center for Public Humanities is a large plywood box. It's a mock solitary confinement cell. It's about 10 feet tall, 6 feet wide, and 9 feet deep, painted a dark gray. Graduate student Thaddeus Gibson helped construct the mock cell.
You know, the first thing that I thought as we were putting it together is, you know, you understand that it's not a lot of space when you're talking about it abstractly, but once you actually see how little space it is and you know, you can actually take a step inside of it. It feels very close.
Inside, a twin bed takes up one side of the cell. A combination sink and toilet sits in another corner. There's little empty space left in the room.
You know, I can reach across the cell with my arms and touch either side of it, and there's really not that much more space going back.
Across the country, prisoners in solitary confinement can spend up to 23 hours a day in similar-sized rooms. The exhibit organizers say that solitary confinement has a negative impact on a prisoner's mental health. Matt Branch helped work on the project.
In some cases, some of the reasons why people might be placed into solitary confinement are related to issues of mental health. And of course, solitary confinement is not a cure for those types of things.
In Rhode Island, prisoners can be segregated from the regular population for things ranging from theft to violence. The practice is used to punish rule-breaking or to protect others if the prisoner has been violent. In some cases, says organizer Branch, prisoners are placed in solitary confinement for their own protection.
So it becomes this thing, not only that becomes a punishment for people who are doing things that they shouldn't be, but also as a quote-unquote, safe place for people who are being harassed.
Branch says this disproportionately affects gay, lesbian, and transgender inmates. Next to the mock cell, letters from inmates who've been in solitary confinement are pasted to the wall. In one area, you can listen to interviews given by people who've been segregated at the Rhode Island Adult Correctional Institutions, including from this man, Daniel Lee.
This building is not good for any mental health inmate in this system because it's a 23-hour lockdown, very little human contact. You only allow 2 books and a radio. And when you go out to rec, you're in chains, leg and shackles into a very small rec area like a dog cage.
Further into the gallery, illustrations drawn by prisoners in solitary confinement from across the country hang from the wall. One inmate has almost entirely covered blank sheets of paper in dense black ink, leaving only ghostly blank faces surrounded by darkness. Marissa Brown is assistant director at the Center for Public Humanities and helped oversee the project.
It's sort of almost like the terror that you feel as a child, that you grow out of as you become an adult, I feel like is in a lot of these. You wouldn't see this same level of terror unless you asked a 5-year-old who had had a nightmare to draw it.
Last legislative session, Representative Aaron Regenberg, a progressive Democrat, introduced a bill restricting the use of solitary confinement, which didn't move forward. The director of the State Department of Corrections, A.T. Wall, went on the record opposing the legislation. At the time, he said the practice serves an important function in prisons and was mischaracterized as torturous. Representative Regenberg has since convened a commission to study the use of solitary confinement in the state. The group will likely make legislative recommendations for changing the system soon. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.